What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent, taking care of yourselves. So today we're going to talk about a very interesting free energy article that we came across. It's on sciencealert.com. Now I'm going to pick out my binoculars for this one. So on this article, it talks about free energy. Now, we have talked about free energy in the past. We've talked about how remote viewers were tasked with being able to see the future and being able to see that we were going to have free energy at that time. So this is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But in this article, it leads us into that. So let's talk about it. So in this article, it states that scientists find a way to harvest clean energy from nothing but air. Now, this was written by Michelle Starr, again on sciencealert.com, only 2 days ago. So engineers have demonstrated that they can actually use material, any kind of material, to create energy out of thin air. How is that possible? I can just use plastic, I can use my shoe, I can use my propane tank. Well, that actually is energy, but, you know, my rug. I mean, like, you know, does that really make sense? Well, let's take a look at it. So it states that it's not a practical development yet that's ready for practical application. However, it does say that it transcends some of the limitations from other harvesters. So all the material needs is to be poked with nanopores, not nanospores. Those are like the evil mushrooms that are coming to get you. No, like nanobots. No, nanopores less than 100 nanometers in diameter. That's around a thousandth of a width of human hair. That's pretty damn small. But if you think about it, when you wind a copper wire around a pole, that creates a lot of energy. It's about like tightly compacting energy around itself and then harnessing that, right? So that's kind of what they're doing here. They're using these very, very small holes to harness energy out of the air. Now, how they do that, though? Let's keep going. Such material can harvest electricity generated by microscopic water droplets in humid air. Okay, so we need humid air. So would this work in, like, the dry deserts of, like, you know, the Sandia Labs down in New Mexico or something like that? Maybe not. But let's take a look. They state that their discovery is called the generic air gen effect. Boy, that's like a little bit forward and then backward. Generic air gen effect. The air contains an enormous amount of electricity. Now, that's what's really interesting. It says engineer Jun Yao of UMass Amherst. Now, this is really interesting because to me, when I think about air generating an enormous amount of energy, I think about like going into a room where I'm near people and I feel their energy. And this is like where some people get, you know, nervous, or they have these vibes that are coming off of people, or they feel anxious. Well, it's interesting because you have a lot of people these days that have social anxiety disorders. They don't really want to be around a lot of people. It's possible that they're feeling these energies coming off of people. That's possible, isn't it? And it could be transforming their energy. So to keep their energy safe, some people want to stay home. I mean, it just kind of makes sense. But according to the UMass Amherst Jun Yao, they state, think of a cloud, which is nothing more than mass of water droplets. Each of those droplets contains a charge, and when conditions are right, the cloud can produce a lightning bolt. Makes sense. But we don't know how to reliably capture electricity from a lightning bolt, unless you're Doc Brown forcefully generating it right into the old flux capacitor and zooming Marty back from back to 85 from 55. But what they've done on a small scale, a human-built small scale, is a cloud that produces electricity for us predictably and continuously so we can harvest it. Now, that's where it gets really fascinating. So they state that if this air gen sounds familiar, it's because a team previously developed an air energy harvester, and they were using protein nanowires, interesting, that were grown by a bacterium called Geobacter sulfuridescens, interesting. Didn't know bacteria could create energy as well. Apparently it could. So they realized this, and they were able to create electricity that way as well, but this new technology seems to be on a higher level. So this generic and air gen model uses a film of material like cellulose or silk protein or graphene oxide, and the water molecules in the air can easily enter the nanopores. Jeez, they're not mushrooms. The nanopores. Think about your face, right? The pores in your face. Think about, you know, thousands, millions of them on your face. Create energy. But they say it's easy for them to travel to the top of the film and to the bottom as they run to the sides of the pore and they travel. And then this transfers to the material, producing a buildup because more water molecules run into the top of the film and a charge imbalance occurs between the two sides. So this produces a similar effect to what we see in lightning, and especially lightning producing clouds, where the rising air creates more collisions with the water droplets at the top of the cloud, resulting in the excess of positive charge in higher clouds than the negative ones in the lower clouds. So this is how lightning works. And lightning is energy. Lightning is, you know, what do they say? Ben Franklin saw the lightning bolt and he said, oh, nope, that's energy right there. That's how we can get our electricity. Of course, he couldn't quite harness it, I don't believe. But at the moment, they state it's in its early stages. You know, they're hoping to make it more practical and applicable. The idea is super simple. It's never been discovered before, though, but it's open to all kinds of possibilities, Yao says. So could you imagine harvesters that make one-of-a-kind material from rainforest environments and then another for more arid regions? So they can make it out of anything, and hopefully they can utilize it even in those really dry areas like the desert. The next step is to test the devices on different environments and then work on scaling them up so that we can create more energy, more free energy moving forward. Now, this is really interesting because it seems to me as though the Department of Energy has always tried to keep a wrap on this, always tried to keep it locked down. You know, anybody that's come out with free energy, getting the axe, or they're getting their information stolen, or, you know, they're getting their patents blocked, or, you know, whatever the case is. So it surprises me that the DOE is going to come out and allow this. You know, it seems like there's this, like, hidden agenda, you know, by the DOE, where they're like, no, we're just going to block all free energy because we just don't want people to have that kind of power. Now, if we did have that kind of power, would it be dangerous? It's possible. It's possible that we would use it and just create a ridiculous amount of products and overpollute and overpopulate and, you know, just make a whole bunch of Snickers bars and become a bunch of lard asses. But if we use it for the right reasons, if we develop good housing, stable jobs, stable income, stable economy, then yes, it would be worth it. It would be good. So we just have to keep that in mind as we move forward into the future. It's always a touchy subject, free energy. And, you know, free energy has been an idea that's been around for ever, right? Perpetual motion machines that people thought they could make out of electromagnetism to 0-point energy modules in the Stargate television series to crystal energy, you know, from all kinds of sci-fi shows, where we would have free energy from some source or a device that could pull it, like the 0-point module, out of thin air. Well, it seems like this might be something similar to 0-point, where it's kind of pulling it out of thin air. It's using the water molecules to do that. Now, as long as it doesn't eat up all the water, that wouldn't be a problem, right? If it's just using the water's physical properties and then dropping the water back out, we're golden, man. We're golden. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. What are your thoughts? 0-point energy dangerous, or will it be a good thing for us? Well, time will tell. Anyway, guys, I'm going to let you go. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I keep these brief. I keep them short because, in all honesty, a lot of people go long-winded. It's not really necessary. There's a lot of topics to cover, and I want to try to get to more and more as I see fit, and to bring them to you. So I hope you guys are having an excellent Memorial Day weekend here in America and an excellent weekend around the world, and taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Go out for a run. Go out for some fresh air. Paint. Draw. Do music. You know, write a poem. Work on your car. Do something that you enjoy. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.